Well, we're going to make a start. We're going to pray and then we'll start our last session. Let's pray. Father, I pray that these studies and this one this morning, I pray it will clarify things that are precious to you, your gift to the human race of a gospel that is life-transforming. I pray you will so place it like a jewel in the heart of your people. Refresh it, polish it, but most of all, make it powerful in us and in those we meet. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we come to our last session together, this last few hours till 1 o'clock, I think we finish, is it 1 o'clock? So we're going to have a break in the middle, but the subject this morning is the book of Galatians, so it really stands on its own. When we think about the covenants, we can have a book maybe written by somebody or a teaching or a seminar, but really when we read the book of Galatians, we're reading Paul's exposition of the subject of the covenants, that's the two covenants. And he's doing it in an applied way. The Galatian churches, whoever they were not particularly interested. There's a bit of a question whether they were the churches Paul started in Lystra and Derbe, because those cities in Lystra, Derbe, and Iconium, they were actually in Galatia. So it's probable those were the churches he was writing to. But he also visited northern Galatia, and we don't know which group he was writing to, but it doesn't really make any difference. But he's applying the subject of the covenants now to an actual group of people. And it's a very specific situation because as we read the book of Galatians, we'll understand that this is a specific context in which this question becomes really important. And so we're going to see the subject of covenants now not just as a biblical topic, but we're going to see it applied to the lives of the Galatian believers, and we're going to apply it, of course, to ourselves. And as we do so, we're going to look at the pure gospel, which is what Paul is fighting for. He's fighting for a pure gospel, which is under threat. And of course, the gospel is under threat in every age, and it's under threat in our age. And there are two great enemies of the gospel. One is that legalism, and the other one also begins with L. It's license. In other words, now you're saved, it doesn't matter what you do, because you're saved by grace, so it doesn't really matter how much you sin. Just go ahead and live however you want. That's license. The other one is legalism. Oh, no, now you're saved. You have to keep all the rules and the regulations, and you have to be very strict. In fact, now you have to be more strict. And so there are more laws. And these two extremes take us away from the gospel. So what I'm going to do with you is read Galatians. I'm going to read it out loud to you. Now, I'm not going to read it all six chapters at one go, so don't worry. I'm going to read it chapter by chapter, and I'll probably miss out some parts, but I'm really going to give you what Paul said. So we're going to start by reading chapter 1 of Galatians. And I'll comment on it as we go through, but I want you to really see what he's saying, because in chapter 1, we're going to read chapter 1, we're going to see Paul defending the gospel and really bringing out his testimony. Let's read then Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Singapore. We'll put Singapore there. The churches of Singapore. He's writing to the churches of Singapore. Grace to you and peace from God the Father. These wonderful two things we know and love that have come to us through the gospel. Grace and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am so surprised that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel. And that is, of course, you've moved from me. I preached to you, says Paul. I brought you the gospel, and you've left me. You've gone into another gospel, which is not another of the same kind. It's a different thing altogether. But there are some who are troubling you and would corrupt or twist, deform the gospel of Christ. But though we, that's Paul himself, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be cursed. Now that's strong. He puts a curse on anybody who twists and deforms this gospel. As we said before, I wasn't speaking hastily, he says. I'm saying it again, so you know I didn't say something I didn't mean. If any man preach to you another gospel, any other gospel to you than that which you received from us, let him be cursed. For do I now persuade men? Am I trying to convince men or God? Or do I seek to please men? If I yet pleased men, I wouldn't be the servant of Christ. Men pleasers are not servants of God. But I certify you, brothers, that the gospel which was preached by me didn't come from man. I neither received it from a man, neither was I taught it, but I got it by the revelation of the person of Jesus Christ. For you've heard of my conduct in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God. I destroyed it, and I profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in my own nation. I was so exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb when I was still so young and called me by his grace, when it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I didn't talk with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. When I was converted in Damascus, I went from Damascus to Arabia. And I spent some years, or months at least, in Arabia alone, meditating, praying, seeking God. And I returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I stayed with him 15 days. But other of the apostles I didn't see any, except James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write to you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he who persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorified God in me. And you'll notice the force of those two statements, God in me and reveal his Son in me. It's very interesting that there are moments in translating Galatians, and particularly the letter of Galatians, when you have a choice to either say in or to. This comes again and again. These little prepositions in Galatians are quite interesting. The word actually is in, reveal his Son in me. And modern translations find this quite hard.